With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, May 5th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Busy night of track and field yesterday. We had every single one of our track teams in action somewhere around Northwest Iowa. Let's get you the rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in Storm Lake, the Tornado Relays. On the girls' side, the team race went the way of Sioux Center with 139 points. Lamar's Community took home fifth as the Bulldogs scored 60 points as a team. The individual finishes for the Bulldogs, no event victories, but some strong finishes as Izzy Pluger finished second in the shot put. She reached 35 feet 4.5 inches. The shuttle hurdle relay team of Tessa Iverson, Sadie Meyer, Kinnick Lusing, and Claire Susamil took home second. 109.54 was their final time. Bulldogs also had a number of third place finishes as well in that track meet. In the boys' side of the Storm Lake Tornado Relays, it was MOC Floyd Valley scoring 124 points as a team. Lamar's took home fifth with 54 points on the boys' side, and the Bulldogs were unable to quite get an event victory, but they did have three second-place finishes, led by Tyson Augustine's second-place finish in the 400-meter hurdles, 1 minute and 31 hundredths of a second. They also had Brett McGinnis finishing third in the long jump at 20 feet 10 and a half inches, second place in the long jump, and the sprint medley team of Tegan Bogue, Huey Navarrete, Tyson Augustine, and Andrew Grant take home second in that event with a 137.14 time, again in the sprint medley. Handful of third place finishes as well. Of course, a link to the full results from that track meet, you can check that out at KLEM1410.com. There were also conference titles on the line in track yesterday. We'll start in the War Eagle Conference track meet at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, where the Hinton girls, they won their fifth consecutive War Eagle Conference girls track and field title, scoring 197 points. That was 102 points more than second place, and the Blackhawks had a number of individual War Eagle Conference championships. Here we go, starting in the 100-meter dash, Addison Dunkel, 12.69 seconds to win the event. Rory Cook and Brinley Booby go 1 and 2 in the 100-meter hurdles. Cook's time for the conference title, 16.01. Addison Dunkel sets a War Eagle Conference meet record in the 200-meter dash, 26.13 seconds. Jenna Hofling, the champion in the 800-meter run, 242.2. Stella Reed, the winner in the 3,000, 1236.69. Brindley Booby jumps 5 feet 1 inches to take the title in the high jump. Addie Ortegren, the winner in the long jump at 15 feet 8 and 3 quarters of an inch. Morgan Divis, Drake Relays qualifier in the shot put, she wins that event as well on the conference side, 40 feet and half an inch. And the Blackhawks had four relay races win conference titles: the sprint medley, the 4x1, the 4x2, and the shuttle hurdle relay. All strong times for those events. The Galen Catholic girls had a nice night, finishing second as a team with 95 points. They got that second place finish even in spite of not winning an individual conference title in an event. They had four second-place finishes. Emmy Castle was second in the 800-meter run, 245.41. Delaney Budden was second in the shot put at 33 feet 5 inches. The distance medley and shuttle hurdle relay teams all finished second place as well. The Akron Westfield girls, they finished just sixth as a team on the team standings, 49 points for them. Their best finishes come from Kaberly Fairbanks in the high jump at 5 feet even, and Avery Gaswin in the long jump, 15 feet 5 and a half inches. The Rams and St. Mary's girls finished 7th as a team with 46 points, led by Mia Mackin's second place finish in the 400-meter hurdles, 111.73. Chloe Holman was 3rd in the high jump and the distance medley in 4x1 relays, take home 3rd place. Then the MMCRU girls, they finished in 8th with 42 points, and their top finish comes from their 4x200-meter relay team, which finished 3rd in a time of 202.4. The boys' side of the War Eagle Conference track meet saw Galen Catholic come away with the War Eagle Conference championship. They scored 164 points as a team, winning the conference title in Hartley last night by 30 points, and they had a number of individual conference championships, and we're starting with a trio of wins for Owen Sievers. He took the conference title in the 100-meter dash at 11.11 seconds. He took the conference title in the 200-meter dash, 22.31 seconds, and if that wasn't good enough for you, Owen also took the title in the 400-meter dash, 52.62 seconds. quite a night for Owen Sievers. Carson Schecker, 800-meter run. He's the conference champ there, 2:13.37. Marshall Sievers, conference champion in the 1,600-meter, 5:11.41. Then the high jump, Blake Scheidler jumps 6 feet even to win the conference title. Wyatt Koons, 21 feet, 2.5 inches in the long jump, claims the conference title. Jack Roberts was second there as well. The distance medley team runs 3:59.18. Wyatt Koons, Jack Roberts, Colton Wilson, Carson Schecker, and the shuttle hurdle team of Drake Knipe, Jack Roberts, Landon Knipe, and Tarek Mayrose, 1:03.42. Another conference title for the Galen Catholic boys. They were followed by the Hinton boys. The Blackhawks finished in second with 134 points, led by Caleb Bauer and Carson Divis, who claimed conference titles in the 3,200-meter run and shot put, respectively. Bauer's time, 11:05.94, and Carson Divis in the shot put, 56 feet 5 inches, to claim the conference championship there. The MMCRU boys were fourth as a team with 81 points. Braden Dunn, he wins the conference championship in the discus, 154.5 feet. Josh Peterson was second in that event. Gage Johnson finished second in the 400-meter hurdles as well, 57.36 seconds. The Akron Westfield boys took home eighth as a team with 22 points. Their best finish coming from Archer Small in the 3,200-meter run, second place at 11:06.87. And the Remsen St. Mary's boys finished in 10th with 13 points, led by the shuttle hurdle relay, which finished in fourth place. The other conference championships on the line in the Western Valley saw West Monona win the girls' team title with 136 points. KPWCRV was 12 points off of that and finishes in second place. Three individual conference championships for KPWCRV girls. Haley Heemstra, the conference championship in the discus, 128 feet 11 inches. Delaney Evans, 5 feet 1 inch in the high jump, takes that event. And the 4x800-meter relay team, Blakely Goodwin, Rachel Putzi, Briley Utesh, and Addison Cameron, 11:05.84. On the boys' side of the WVC meet, it was Ridgeview at home winning the conference title with 156 points. KPWCRV was fourth with 62 points. Carson Coulter continues to re-break his 100-meter dash school record, nearly breaking 11 seconds. He was at 11.01. He was flying in the 100-meter dash. The 4x200-meter relay team, John Leakley, Darius Rasmussen, Sam Duskett, and Carson Coulter, 1:35.07. And the 4x4 team of Darius Rasmussen, Tyler Havlicek, John Leakley, and Sam Duskett, 3:38.74. Takes home the conference title in that event. Of course, with all those track meets, we've got links to more and more results, so you can check out specific events from specific teams. You can find those links on our website at KLEM1410.com. Now to the rest of the scoreboard from yesterday, we go to girls and boys golf. We'll start with girls golf at the Warrigal Conference last night, where the Galen Catholic girls picked up a victory over Sibley O'Cheedon, who had to forfeit with not enough golfers to field a score. The Jays put up 226, led by Isabel Lammers, medalist, a total of 51. She was also joined, scoring a 51, by Kensley Kramer. Delaney Stoll was fourth individually in the duel with a score of 59. The Akron Westfield girls picked up a big win, defeating MMCRU 208-215. Kaylee Minen's score of 50 medaled for the meet. Allie Olson of MMCRU also tied her with a 50. Ella Draper of MMCRU and Emerson Gravenish of Akron Westfield tied each other with a 51 apiece. And Peyton Vanderhelm of Akron Westfield was fifth with a 53. The Rams and St. Mary's girls, they defeated George Little Rock, who did not have enough golfers to field a team score. The Hawks scored 208. Meddling for the meet was Josie Schwickerath with a 45. Allison Garvin shot a 53. Jada Potabom and Brianna Sheehan each shot 55s. That was the top four in that event. The Hinton girls took a tough loss to a good South O'Brien squad, 183-205. The best finish for the Blackhawks came from Ashlyn Kramer, who was third with a 46. Also in girls golf yesterday in the Western Valley Conference in Sloan, it was Westwood taking home the meet victory with 184. Kingsley Pearson was sixth, scoring a 208 in Sloan yesterday on the girls' side. To the boys' golf scoreboard in Warrego Conference action, Galen Catholic picks up a nice win on the road over Sibley Ocheden, 170 to 188. Carson Ahrens shot a 40 to medal for the meet. Carter Biedelsbacher was third of the 42. Dylan Lubin finished fourth of the 43, and Mason Pitts and Easton Spangler each score 45s. MMCRU defeated Akron Westfield, 154 to 183, and Camden Bork, man, he is playing some great golf lately. He shot a 35 to medal for the meet. Michael Schmellen of MMCRU was second with a 39. Caben Olson and Mason Hill for the Royals tied for third with a 40. And Matthew Swankin and Carson Ebert of Akron Westfield tied for fifth with a score of 45. The Rams and St. Mary's boys, they were a winner over George Little Rock, 182 to 195. Ty Chappelle's medaled with a 45 for the Hawks. He was joined, scoring a 45, by Brody Penning. Kinnick Moaning and Bo Johnson also were there, scoring a 46. Each of them, some pretty low scores there for the Hawks. Also, boys golf of the Warrego Conference, Hinton defeated South O'Brien, 174 to 194, behind the freshman phenom Duncan Mathiason, who medaled with a 38. Kaysen Bouvie was second with a 42. Jacob Olke finishes fourth with a 47. Finally, in boys golf in the Western Valley Conference meet in Mobile, it was Ridgeview claiming a victory there with a score of 162. Kingsley Pearson had a pretty good day and finished in fourth, scoring a 178 as a team. Then we go to the boys' tennis scoreboard in Missouri River Activities Conference action yesterday. The Lamar's Community boys, they took a shutout loss to Sioux City East by a final score of 9-0. Ty Penny, he had a pretty good matchup in the second singles court, but took a 6-8 loss. Hayden Bulkey in the number 6 singles, he lost that one 6-8. And Jackson Albright and Caden Koopmans were pretty close in the number 2 doubles court, dropping a 4-8 decision there. Full rundown of a busy Monday in the sports world around the listening area. You can check out all of that at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today. Could be another busy day around the area as we first start with boys tennis. The Bulldog boys are right back at it. They compete in Sioux City today at the Missouri River Activities Conference singles and doubles tournament. Best of luck to the Bulldogs in competition there. Golf today in the Missouri River Activities Conference girls season. Lamar's Community will be hosting Sergeant Bluff Luton in Sioux City East at Willow Creek Golf Course in a triangular today. And in the Warrego Conference, just one duel today. It's Hinton at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. The big thing on the docket as far as quantity of events taking place, it's on the soccer pitch. Girls soccer, Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's is back in action at home. They welcome in Sioux City West. It's the Battle of Council Bluffs as Thomas Jefferson takes on Abe Lincoln tonight. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Sioux City East and Bishop Heelan's at Sioux City North. Then the boys soccer schedule, that's all flipped around for home teams. Lamar's is on the road at Sioux City West in boys action. Sioux City North is at Bishop Heelan, Sioux City East at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and of course, again, it's Thomas Jefferson against Abe Lincoln tonight in Council Bluffs. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.